at the end of the shiur yesterday, the question of, actually we need a, I'm afraid to lose it on the screen, but we did actually a Magen Avraham. Discussing the Mishnah Berurah accused the Magen Avraham of saying that the issue of what's called roughly depends upon him. He had the word etzlov, right? No one found the word etzlov in any manuscript with Magen Avraham. So I was wondering, where did he get it from? He said it and then he attacks him for it. He never said it. So I realized it probably came from the Magen Avraham over here. In Simon Shin Ches, that's the Simon that we were discussing, which is primarily by Muksa, he pointed out. But in Simon Shin Ches, in Sifkot Lamadabi, so yesterday, Vimhu La'olam Rafu Shari. The word Etzel is not there. The previous Sifkot, go on, open the Mishnah, everyone has a Mishnah Brewer, this you can all see. Open your regular Mishnah Brewers, put it around law. Simon Shin Ches, Sif Tezak. Okay, let's read together. Shin Ches, Sif Tezak. What happens? Remember, it's a sin about Muksa. The Ramos talks about the Safsal Aruch, and Nishman Echad Meragleha, Sufi 2. Also the Talpal, he can't even touch it, he can't even move it. It's Muksa. It's Muksa. He didn't broke me from Bila Yom before Shabbat, still Muksa. Elon K. Yoshav Olea Kach Paramachas Kodam Shabbos. If you sat on this bench with one broken leg, how do you do it? I don't know, I guess you can live with, survive with three legs, or put it, somehow put it up on something else, right? Says the Helega Mishnah Brayan out, the Kevin Sheyoshav Olea Kach Paramachas Bili Regel, Shuv Lo Yitka. Okay? This is a verbatim quotation of the Magen Avraham. Verbatim. Oh. Now it sounds from this line that depends upon this guy, this Yid, Rabosai. He sat on the bench. Who sits on the bench missing a single leg? I wouldn't. I assume you wouldn't. But this Yid did. The fact that this Yid did is enough to carry the day. Depends upon him. That's how I understand the Mishnah Berurah got the Etzlov from. Nonetheless, it seems to me, I want to draw a distinction. Remember, Rabosai, in this case that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkot Ayin Aleph, as opposed to the Ayin Beis, in Ayin Aleph, he's not putting a leg into the hole at all. He's somehow managing he's a four-legged bench, and somehow he's in a synonym with three legs. He'll support it with something, whatever it may be. So there's no Gzera Shema Yitka. There's no Gzera Shema Yitka in this kind of thing. There's no Gzera Shema Yitka. I'm putting it in weak, next time I'll put it in strong. I'm putting it in all. So that depends upon him. Well, him for what? To matter the Yisra Muksa. That's what it said. But you're putting it in? I think the Magen Avraham will agree. It depends upon the Alma. That's how I read the word Ha'adam. That's why everyone in this room has read Ha'adam the same as the word Ha'adam. We had back an hour sermon. So therefore, I understand, I think, where you got it from, but I don't think it's a proper, really a proper source. A proper source. Now, let's take a look, since we have the beautiful Sefer on. Finally, got it. Thank you so much. I don't know how the pages work. Let's see. Keep going far to the end. Ooh, that's so fun. I have something at the very end of this sefer, towards the very end. Let's see what happens. Whoa. You have to add how many? Ooh, 40 pages almost. Try this. Oh, watch this. This is we go. This is the Magen Avraham. This is the Bialochus question. Right? So I thought the Magen Avraham never meant it. That's what I thought. He never meant it. It's interesting that here on the same page, he quotes as follows. Lavush. Now, Levush, we know, preceded the Magen Avraham. Everyone knows that? Levush was a Mor Chayafa, a Talmud of the Ramah, who the Magen Avraham quotes regularly. Right? He quotes Levush very, very commonly. Okay? This is the Indian, nothing to do with the Shia, but I gave a Shia last night where the Magen Avraham quotes the Levush in this week's Parsha. We haven't talked about the Parsha. Tomorrow's Thursday, but okay. The Parsha of Ayigdalu Anorim. So the Medrash says, from here you see when the boy turns 13, you have to say, Baruch Shem, the source of this Medrash. And the Magen Avraham gives a pshat that after 13, the father will no longer be punished because of the son's sin. That's the traditional pshat. Uvelevush goes up, the other way around. After 13, the son will no longer be punished for the father's sins. That's what it says. I'm just giving you one example out of thousands because of Levush. Say Levush preceded the Magen Avraham. Look what he says. Mita shel prokim kevan shedaka kach lios refuya tomid ve'eno makbid oleha lahotka lo gazrina and shemba yahadig achshav yoser mi b'chol. I'll answer a question. It depends upon him. It depends upon somebody else. That's a $64,000 question. How do you read this? How do you read this? Says the Binyan Shabbos. The Nira Midvar, the Kevin Shisragel Ishtamesh Blot Kia, Lochashinon, Shadavka Bishabis Hitka Yosef Bechol. The Nira Midvar Maravush. Tanhogos Odom Aporoti, Kovas Bigzeru Shamayitka. So the Baralachas Kashis is answered. Kevin Shadom Zeis Ragel Ishtamesh Blot Kia, Shuven Lochashalom Shamitka Bishabis Uchimavu. I'm not so sure it's right in the Lavush either. Let's read the Lavush together, word for word. The Kevan Shedarko Kach Leos Refuya Tommy. Ve Eno Machbir Alea Lahotka. I want to say, Fakhe, he's the biggest Machbir. He requires both Lachumra. He's assuming, he just sort of disregarded the first half. He's only emphasizing Eno Machbir and the personal level. I think he needs both. So we have a Machlekes in between the Chila, between me and the Bidjan Shabbos. It's much like Hagman. Must I express my admiration for the Sefer? Well, 3 days and we're learning only what he has to say. Doesn't mean you have to agree 100%. Okay, here I don't agree. I think the Magen Avraham never meant it, contrary to the Mishnah Berurah. I think Levush never meant it, contrary to him. But assuming he's right, he wants you to know. So then how do you know that? How do you measure it? What's his mind? Of course, as real are about Shlita, 30 days. 30 days? You use 30 days. Use it roughly, it's considered to be in the category. We had the 30-day shear, if you recall, in Siddur Gimel, how long it's considered long, by the whole story of the Kakachalon, the whole story. That's we have a shear of 30 days. Mine afkamina halacha lemaisa. Here we go. Yadiyosho kisao safsalim v'sapot. You know, the chair, the bench, the sofa, and the leg fell out. It's known to happen, they're both saying. When kids jump around a lot, you know, in a house full of kids, they do a job. Boys will be boys, right? So the leg is loose. Shechibuam hitro faith v'yotzim m'mkomam. This galgal mitas yeladin. They have these babies, the cribs that go on. I remember this distinctly. We had a crib, and it was on wheels, and whenever you picked it up, the wheel fell off. You put it back, it's lost. Off and on and in and out. Maisim b'chayom. He requires 30 days. You do it for 30 days. Now, I have to be honest with you. Is it considered darker b'kach? Depends how rich you are. If you're a rich man, it falls off. Throw it out, buy a new crib. I was never a rich man. So if the wheel fell out, you kept using the wheel and just on and in and out, in and out, in and out. Fine. It goes further once we're on the topic, the following. What happens if it's impossible to put it in shtar? Quote the Chazanish. Dafa mechubal akos labayis. The sovi val tzira of ulemotcho ulahorido. The nishmat tzira echa men akosel. But a tzira nichas yosef b'chor akosel. The kal fits in very easily. Here's the key word. V'loi hoyav evshel letoko b'chosek. Meshachor kvon israche. You want to put in, we have to put a little screw. You want to make it tight. Ain't no way, because the hole is so big. It's just no, you know what I'm saying? It's just too big. There's no way to make it tight. Says the Holy Chazanish, Nira Sheinis Litchas and Kafla Kosel, Avshim Bezen Nitcha Batzir Lechura, because it's impossible to do a Tkiyah. It can't be. It's just too wide. It's just too wide. Can't be done. This is all in the. This is what's called Miluim. This is the end of the Sefer. But let's go back to the beginning of the Sefer, of the beautiful Sefer Binyan Shabbos, and see what he has to say going forward. Take a look, Rabosai. Watch. Beit Yiralf Mibes. We saw this Ramban already yesterday. I showed you the Ramban. The Ramban, remember that idea of the Trish B'Emtza and the Trish B'Natzad? If it's B'Emtza, you can't walk in. So it's, remember the Lashon of the Ramban? It's impossible. Call. What's the Lashon you use again? Call Atzman Einem Elo L'Taltalam. It's put there in order to be removed to go in and out. Here he gives the source. Serious of Hemsa, Yesha Tris Bleed the Shatochanos and Nekam Shekinegna. Enikabo Della Shemachnis and Bishnate Seer of Eliotafta. Logazu Sham Yitka Motlach Zim Lotim Yon. Shabbos Otu Matza. Why? Should Lo Shaikha Betkia. That's Lo Shaikha Betkia. That we saw the Ramban. Shiesh and Simi Ataros and Mishum Zerah Sham Yitka. Shreya Della Tisa Vatsira. Avashesh and Sim Hemsa and Atoko. If I put a thing right smack in the middle of this door, if you get in and out of the room, I have to get rid of it. So you put it there, it defeats the purpose of the whole opening. It became closed. So it's made to be taken in and taken out all the time. All the time. That's what it says. That means it's as follows, Rabosai. The Chazanish said, if it's physically impossible to make it tight, to be tokeya, it's mutter. Ramban goes further, the Ram. It's physically possible, but it'll destroy the whole purpose. It's like we spoke about a little bit, osu, liftoach v'lizgar. It'll destroy the whole purpose of it. There too. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, we're not going to lose this, will we? I hope. I'm so nervous here. Shmira Shabbos. We have Binyan Shabbos, we have Shmira Shabbos. We understand the greatness of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's all comes of his base medrash, everything. Binyan Shabbos is his, the Shmira Shabbos is his, right? It's all his, okay? Adam Golombo, we'll look at the Perek, I have a page number, so I open it up. In Perek Chav Dalet, this is a very common shayla. Let me ask if you ever had it in your house. You have a table, which is a table which can be extended. You put in a flap. May you extend it on Shabbos. Has it ever happened in your house? Should I say? Guests come. Ooh. Do you ever extend it on Shabbos? You ever think about the problem? So Shlomo Zalman thought about the problem. Let's take a look. It's on page Shin Tzadi Aleph.
Some of them extend differently.
Right. That's true. Shin Tzadi Aleph. What happened? Found it. Sif Chafei. Okay? Give a look at Sif Chafei right in front of you. Yeah. Afmuta laharech shulchan be'edus hamadaf ha'omei l'kach. That's exactly it. You put that extra plank, shelf. There's another word for it.
Leaf.
Ah, thank you. My vocabulary is not as good as it should be, but Tamidim. Yesterday's temple and today's leaf, I'm in good shape with the tummy. Excellent. Umuter litchov esha. Who wants to translate this word? You know, Mordechai? Pins! Pin him! These are the hardest words when I used to read Hebrew as a youngster. What's this word? It's an English word. Esa pinim shememadaf zeh letoch hanakov and mitzvah b'shulchan letzvah. That's exactly what we do. So it says it's permissible. Why is it permissible? Footnote pay days. Ayin das Torah b'shut marasham kufyud beis. Go look it up. Well, I don't know what it says in that marasham. Ah, but he does. He tells you exactly what it says in the Marashan. He quotes it some, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see if we can find it. I think it's here. Oh, my dad. Tells what the Masham is, a different source. They asked a funny case. Bima shall create a Torah shemakivin al gabe beiz amudin umenichem alem klei kodesh. If they create a Torah, they take it away. Meyu. Kevin shad derech tomo the farik ul hark of amudin lo gozu b'she Hashem yidka. And the Shavuot Shabbos quotes based on this that you can put the pins in. As I said, Shabakli, Shadaka, Bakach, Lekla, Shem Yitka, and Nir Kavona, because it's meant in and out and in and out, and that's what's considered to be in the category of permissive. So now I've also said before continuing in this beautiful Sefer, you have to see the Gemara. Talk about the Gemara too, let's not forget. Gemara, Kuf Mem Vav Omud Beis. Kuf Mem Vav Omud Beis. Kufa Mem is a very, very important daf. We spent a lot of time on opening cans and you know, and opening all kinds of different boxes. This is the time to, I mean, not just only today, but this is Kufa Mem Vav. Now we're on the base, just seeing a little interesting situation. What's it called over here? Kufa Mem Vav Omud Beis. The Gemara discusses something which is called a Gufsa. Now, of course, you want to know what in the world is a gufsa? What do the words mean? It's very nice, an Aramaic word. We don't know how to translate it. If we don't know how to translate it, then it's hard to explain much about it. What does it mean, gufsa? What do the words mean? What is a gufsa? So it means you have a barrel and you want to get some wine out of the barrel, and you make some, I guess it's some kind of a straw, something along those lines, some kind of a particular straw, in which case you're going to be able to pull the wine out of the barrel. So you're going to sit over here, one second. Gufsa, says Rashi, is halfway down the narrow lines. Litkoa, kona, cholu, Benekev. It's a hollow tube into a hole. Benekev achavis. Sheyete hayayin derech hakona. That the wine should come out somehow through the kona. So if you look at the Gemara, but I would say a quarter of the way down the page. Gufsa. Rav Osar Shmuel Sharik. The chat chilu kulam lo pligi di osar. I do it kulam lo pligi di sharik. Okay, then it goes into details. Okay? So let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Now that we see that we found the Gemara, we saw the Rashi. Let's take a look for a minute in Shulchan Aruch himself. Shin Yud Dalet Zifei. You have your Mishnah Berurahs, open up. Shin Yud Dalet Zifei. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Mut Elitin Kona Cholul B'chavos O Barza. It was never there before. For the first time, you're taking this kind of straw, if you will, and pushing it through the barrel. Having said this, let's take a look over here. Quotes from the Chazon Ish. Quotes the Chazon Ish. Look at this. Mutlin called quotes the Shulchan Aruch. Sarah Beer. Amar lo gozu shem yitka akona. Says the Chazon Ish. The gufsa she'ena ela lehotzoas hayayin. Acha shehotzi hayayin. Ein, this is the words of the Chazon Ish. Ein harkovas hakone b'chovas ritsuyo klal. Have a kikisui kli to mutal itkoa. Whoa. We spoke about that famous Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah so many times already. The pot is covered and uncovered, covered and uncovered. Here's the same thing. After you finish emptying the wine, you don't want that straw there anymore. Okay? It's true that there is a Mishnah Berurah. There is a Mishnah Berurah, that is true. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Mechav, mutal litain, shari ome biyucha lekach, bein amet takan kli, umikol magom nire da osu litkoa heite b'choska b'yasedos, yesh v'na mishim gemar malach, shouldn't knock it in with nails or pegs, okay, that's only nails and pegs, but other than that, it is permissible. We already spoke in Rashi Kuf Kav Bey, that's considered to be makom b'patish, otherwise not. Now, once we're using the seva so beautifully, let's look a little bit further. Watch. Kosev Amagon Avram. Ulechor Nira Ditzirim Shalonu Asuyim Mibarzel Lo Shayach L'Migdash Shem Yitka. Tachor Rachav. It's a wide hole. V'yashul Tkoa Yosef. That's what he thinks. But the Mordechai in Erevin, if you want to look up the Mordechai, it's worthwhile looking up. Simen Tov Peches. Mash Metzas Yosef, as he says. Also, the Hazir Delas Teva Shema Zera Shema Yitka. Pirish, watch this. Shema Yosim Hatsirim, Shechabim Bemasmeros, Bahavi Binyan Choshe. What's going on over here? What is the Mogan Aram saying? Shema Yitka is what to say, wooden lintel. But when you say Yitka, you've all built sukkahs. Yeah, I mean, how often we're not too handy. You take a nail and knock it into wood. Ooh, you keep banging and banging and banging until it gets really itch. Stark! That's yitka. Wood. Here, try banging into the metal. Take a nail, bang into the metal. What's going to happen? It's going to happen. Without being any expert, I'll tell you what's happening. The nail's going to break. You're going to get nailed through metal. What the ayyam yitka? It's ridiculous. It's going to break. Am I wrong? You can knock a nail into metal? It's going to break. You're going to go through metal. Can't be. I think I'm not going to have two left hands. That's what he's saying. Because, yeah. Yitka b'chos gadel, it's fine. It's a little bit deep and strong. Fine. But it's barzel. You can't. Lo shayach litkoa yosef shayu barzel. You can't. That's shayach. It's a lo shayach l'mik l'shem yitka. It's okay. The problem is the Morgan the Mordechai. And they're talking about what? Not going to bang it in home, will you? Gonna get what? You'll get some kind of a. Not even bang this in strong. You'll get some other kind of masmer or nails, which something else from the outside, which can be used to attach A to B in a strong fashion. Wow. But in any event, Rabosai, if it's impossible completely, there's no way in the world. It's more. Give me an example. Watch this. Kelim asumi plastic or barzel. Umakiven osam chalokim chalokim. He gives examples. What's his name? Like Bubat Yeladim. I love this one. Barbie doll. Ooh. No commercials intended. Is that a good example? I didn't have it when I was a kid. Isn't that the famous doll? A Barbie doll? You put in this, you put in that. The arm and the leg and the head and this, and attach the put all kinds of pieces together, right? Yeah? He says it's made from plastic. Makim and Makal is chagi a plastic, Makal is shomtam, the aim of him at Sia Shalav Roga. Quantum of Mogan Avrama should be good. Lo tol at chikam uma, can koshim rechavim and double it's here baza. And you can't even say like the Mordechai where you get nails and attach, it's not shayach. Therefore, he permits one to put together the Barbie doll because impossible. He quotes this in the Aruch HaShulchan. Here's that. No? I thought it's here. Yeah, here it is. Aruch HaShulchan somewhere? It was on this page. It's in the previous page, but he re-quotes it over here. Watch. This is a direct quotation, Rabbi Osai, from the Aruch HaShulchan here in Shinyu Gimel Sifkav Tes. It won't help. Oh, this is another additional reason, he says. An additional reason. Too much shtenders. We'll come to this later. Shtenders, right? You have shtenders like that? They go higher, they go lower. So Shevet Alevi says, it's Goborg, it's not Nichol Zaguf HaVaras, that's only sort of on the outside, just, how is that? I don't know what the right word to use. If I take it, adjust it upwards and downwards, where I put it in, it's flush against the metal. It keeps it in place, doesn't go into the metal. So you're not going to push that in. There's nothing to talk about. So therefore, there's no shemi yitka in such a circumstance. It's impossible. So this would be an additional reason, somewhere or other, it's the previous page. Oh, here's the Aruch HaShulchan. That's what he says. And I think somewhere he says, I can find it, another heter for Lego. Where's Lego? No, I don't see Lego now. Somewhere in this, he writes, it's another reason we mount the Lego. It's talking about what we spoke about yesterday. As it goes in and out, there's no possibility of tkiya. So now, Rabbi Osai, there's an interesting thing. Yom Tov, not the same as Shabbos necessarily. Quote Shulchan Aruch. Can it say, Mechut Salam, Kiyom Menorah, Shal Chuyas, Vekitzim, Shulchan, Shei Chatiras, 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 Shal Yom Tov, Ushlo Yitka. From the Rambam. Beit Zechav Beis. Right? Beit Zechav Beis. Ay, Frek Toysvis. The Gemara on Shabbos, Mem Vav, it's also the same case. Menorah. Shabbos is different than Yom Tov. Lochmir Chachame Bayantev, Hall of Minyan Bekeil. Okay? That's it. Finished. The difference in Shabbos and Yantev. That's all the Rambam as well. But it's a Chiddush. Rambam writes, Nire Kibona, not just without making a Gzeira on Yantev like Shabbos, even the Nire Kibona of the Rambam, which is in a sense Mochamur, does not apply either. You know why? Simchas Yantev, he says. Simchas Yantev. Okay? That's the reason we give. Simchas Yantav. Fine. So what if you know Simchas Yantav? Won't be allowed. Because in certain cases, the only matter what's called, Kolareya, the Teresa Chanuris, Mishim the Ainbach Zara, Teresa Mishim Simchas Yantav. So why put it back? Like, you gone for last Schora. They shouldn't steal the Schora. It's what's called the Tiru Sol, Mishim Klaus, even on base. They're talking to make a Xeri, even on Yantav. Otherwise not. Nafkamina, he says, watch this. Nafkamina, watch this. Most important, Nafkamina. Not just the case of Kira, okay. Here. Yaditsha Mishkafayim. Shanishmata. Rabbi said, the temple, when I finished, okay. The temple fell off on Shabbos and you can't put it back. Yant if you can. No Gzeira Shemayitka. Look what he says. No Gozu Shemayitka. Now I'm also going to tell you a story, which is a fascinating story. Because it's not just a question of whether the temple falls or not. What happens, Rabbi Osai, if the lens falls out? The lens falls out. Rabbi Osai, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa talks about it. The lens falls out. Did it ever happen to anyone in this room, the lens fell out? Just raise your hand. Have you ever had a lens fall out, pop out of your glasses? You don't even have glasses.
I wear contacts.
Oh, contacts pop out. That's much more common. But when they do fall out, I'm going to tell you an amazing, literal story that happened to me. The story is it's so fascinating that by remembering the story, I remember the day. I wonder if I passed it right or not. We'll see soon. But it's found in Perek Tezvov, Rabbi Osai, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Pei Beis, it's Reish Chav Ches. Watch. It should work. Adasha. What's an Adasha, Mordechai? My soldiers.
Lens.
Some call it Zchuchit. Some call it other things. Can't call it Zchuchit. It's not made for glass anymore. It's made for plastic. But anyway. Shenafla min ha-adashot maga. I think it was used for contact lenses, right? I think so. Shenafla min ha-mishkafai. Also la-gzilim koma. Shemishyesh v'demishim tikkun kli. Can't do it. You can't do it. Not allowed to do it. That's a chops. What about a yontif? Maybe it's going to be mutter. So the fact, the original din, Rabbi Osai, is found in the Eishel Avraham Buchach. chach. It's the very beginning of Shin Gim, the Mesa Shabbat Daraisi. If you look over here, watch this. Adasha yotzeis v'nechneses v'nei v'shkafayim v'shin krovos. V'ein tzorach v'koach rav v'nei l'chnis v'chazor l'b'komo. Muto l'avzio l'mizgeres v'shkafayim v'shabbos. Do you have a hashtag case? Where it keeps popping out, putting back, popping out, but then it's a crazy case. It's a sugar hashtag case. A, you can fall on the street, you can break, you can lose it, you can scratch. You got a real poverty in the Holy Land. It's coming in and out like this. And a glass? Eyeglasses? I never had this. But then he says, if that's the case, it's not a problem. Okay, but let's take the footnotes. Ratio and test. Because A, Shlevarom, that's in the back. Shin Yud Gimel, the very beginning, it's the first one that asks it. Reish Sama Gimel, he's materit, if it goes in and out and in and out. Okay? Now, it will depend, you need a mumcha. Oh, he's a very big cool over here. Who cares that I can go in and out easily? I'll go to the optometrist, and the optometrist will fix it so it doesn't go in and out all the time. That's what you obviously want. So why isn't there Xeria? You'll go to the optometrist. Zok the Shmir Shabbos. Kan Mayrish and Yochel Havazer Sarzchukas or Samotos Ere Mumche, to be tight, I need a Mumche optometrist. Babidumia the Nishpra Regal Shal Safso. Look at Shinches, Mishne Brewer Samachtes. Take a look. Mishne Brewer Shinches, Samachtes. It's called here, look it up. Shinches. What does it say in Mishnah Berurah Shemches Samach Tes? Chen Safsol. Da'afka v'shenishma v'she'evshol l'chabro. Aval im nishbar. Not nishmat, it fell out. It broke. Regal echod. Lo shayach v'shem yitka. And the tzorach lasos regal acher. Presumably, he's assuming because that requires a mumcha to create a new leg for the sofa. That requires a mumcha. Requires a mumcha. Okay? That's what he suggests. Okay? Is the Mishnah Berurah correct over here? He quotes from the Taz. Is the Taz correct? We don't know exactly. Okay? Fine. Yesh estape, im aboreg nevad. The temple fell out and the screws lost. Ein lo b'malach habas liyodis. Han gam is the oz yesh lach shem yitka. O shenech shal tzorach u'uman ki ein lo b'malach habas. You have to go to the tavish to buy a new screw to attach the temple to the main part of the glasses. So that's what he's talking about over here. Fine. It seems to me, Rabbi Osak, that even if it's not meant to go in and out all the time, he says it's a problem, as long as it's what's called, he's matir over here, if it goes in and out all the time, a Jew can do it. I believe that's a little bit of a stretch, especially how do you know if it's in and out loose? A goy can do it. Because it's obviously it's no daraisa, if it's not takua, not daraisa, a pabish is without to do that. But a plain goy. This story is such a story, you have to hold this. Hold on. How many years ago this was? It's hard for me to say. Got a guess? Rabosai, you're young and vibrant. Probably never fall asleep over a safer, right? They tell the story. It was once they found a non-Jewish maid in a home, and she was holding a Gemara in her hand. And they asked her, "What are you doing?" She says, "What do you want to do? Don't you understand? This is you want to fall asleep. You take this book. Where do you get it from?" Well, the master of the house, every Friday night, he sits down in his chair, opens his book, and then in one second, he's out cold. So, who has not fallen asleep Friday night, or Yantif night, or after Yizan? It was Leil Rosh Hashanah. You understand Leil Rosh Hashanah, because I was up in the morning early for Slichus, the earliest Slichus of the year. Provided a chance to take any kind of nap, less time to nap in there in Rosh Hashanah. I was absolutely bushed. But you know, Rosh Hashanah, Epis Lounin. So after the meal, I was sitting at my dining room table, so you can be by that table. Not the same table, but the same place, the same kind of chair. I'm sitting at the table, and you know, we've all had that feeling. Okay? I was so tired, I gave such a that my glasses fell off my face, onto the floor, and the lens popped out. The first night of Rosh Hashanah. What? The only things I was afraid that I probably looked at the Shmir Shabbos in attendance and said, I don't know what I said at the time. It was certainly a Shaila.
Can't even look it up. You can't read
I was able to read a little bit. But the only pair of glasses that worked, as well said, that I had at my house were rec specs. To myself, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't mind if I daven with glasses or daven with rec specs. What do the Rebbeinu Shel Olam care?
What are rec specs?
The word for
sports
glasses, like goggles. Like, you know, you wear a made from glass, it goes around with it in the air. But they're like to play campus, to play basketball, and the glass would fall off. It doesn't fall off. Right? I think there's something, even some Gadol, I think, even have. Pound it off. I said, Hashem won't mind, but the people are not going to look this very kindly. The rabbi gets up and speaks in front of Hashem with the red stick. I'm not going to go over. So I looked for a goyim, couldn't find a goyim. It was early in the morning. We dived in at 7:15 in the morning, so now it's 6. No, I went to sleep at night. I better get up early. And I get up and go look for a goyim. We're going to find a goyim.
Is there a muktzah?
Oh, another question. I said, manashach. If a goyim can fix it, it's not muktzah. It's muktzah because you know you can't do anything about it. I pass it to myself, a goy can fix it. Maybe even according to this, it goes in and out. We'll see in a second how the story proceeds. I could do it myself, but you'll see the story. So I figure, you know, I can't find any goy. There's a firehouse. And then in my shul, three houses north of my shul, there's a big fire. Has someone to do the firehouse. There's a fire chas v'shalom. So even at 7 o'clock in the morning, there has to be somebody there. Good. I hope I don't meet anybody going to shul. That's 15 minutes before. Shul starts at 7:15. It's 7 o'clock. Who's going to be going to shul? I walk out of the door of my house. Couldn't make this up. And as I'm walking with my rec specs, with my glass in my pocket, with the lens, mamish, right opposite me as I'm going, is a man going 15 minutes earlier to shul with his daughter. I don't know exactly who it is. And then look at me there. What is going on over here? I try to go like this, they go hide a little bit. Just sort of wave, like that. Maybe I didn't see them or something. Turned around for like the kids. I walk into the firehouse, and everyone's sleeping. 7 o'clock in the morning, everyone's sleeping, and I walk into the firehouse to show. I start banging on the door of the firehouse. You know, I'm talking about this, a big door comes down, and there's no one to be seen. I'm banging, so desperate.
This is the one that's on the way to the show?
Right this. It's three houses north of my show, the firehouse. Right there. After a long time, a guy walks out, I probably woke him up, sleepy fireman. Can I help you? You know, remember there's a big door, a huge door, and there's a small little door, because you know, they have to open the big door, let me in. There's a small, you know, remember somewhere?
Of course.
There's big garage doors, you know, and a small door to walk in, but the door to walk in, you have to walk over a little. Not on ground level, because it has to be, so you have to walk over, I think it's about a foot high. You climb over it, and now I'm in the firehouse. Good.
Inside the bigger door.
Right. Can I help you? Yes, now today's Rosh Hashanah. I said, yeah, Rosh Hashanah. You know, even the Goyim of Rosh Hashanah. Sukkot would have been a problem. Everyone's Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, the Jewish New Year. But you see, the lens fell out of my glasses. Sometimes. Oh, I know what you want. I was a Shabbos Goy in the East Bronx. I can't make this up. The Shabbos going to the East Bronx. So was Colin Powell, by the way. At one point in time.
Should have stayed there.
No political statements, right? So good. He comes, he helps me, and he says, okay, puts it in, you know. The story continues, it's not over yet. As I'm walking out, oh good, thank you so much, I'm walking out, and I forget exactly there's a little thing at the picket foot up, so I trip a little bit, and guess what happens? Boom! The lens comes popping out a second time. I hadn't even closed the door behind me yet, it was just going out. Put it in a second time. And this I learned that it was no Issa Daraisa over here because it was obviously not Takua. It was barely hanging. I was davening to Hashem two things. One, give us a good year. Please, Hashem, give us a good year. And two, Hashem, don't let the lens pop out again now in the middle of the night. I put my rec specs out of my pocket. That would not be good. Hashem listened to both of you. Listen, Baruch Hashem, was a good year. I can't remember exactly what year it was. But they stayed in. That's an amazing story. It seems to me that although there is a Zeira Shema Yitka, it's a tiltul, right? It's a tiltul. They're talking about Shema Yitka. There was no Issa Shema Yitka today because it was Yontif. Ah, the Yontif comes in. A, I don't know if he could have been okay. I needed Uma to do it. Those are the few leniencies I have in my particular case. Rebbe Ossai, end part one of today's shir with the holy sefer of Binyan Shabbos. I'm going to go to another sefer now. I don't know if you can still get me from. We call the Megillah sefer. You get me Megillah sefer? Is that possible to get me?
I'm trying.
Okay. You can still stay on. I'd like to show you what I want to give you his wisdom.
Can you tell me the name of the sefer?
Sefer. We've been here before. Little Shabbos. That's it. Thank you very much. So once again, we're going to go with the page numbers. I brought in the original here with me. There's a whole siman about these kinds of things. And I want to share some of his wisdom with you. We'll start on page Kuf. Let's see how it works over here. Whoa, they had pages. What's the magic number here? Oh, I can't get it?
Oh, yes, okay.
Does that mean I lost the Binyan Shabbos too?
Yeah,
no,
maybe.
That is the line. Okay, once you have, you have. Okay. I need to be honest. You should put all this from on the beginning, all the things I have here, but okay. We'll say about pet. It's also good. Rabosai. You said you can't move Zerah Shem Yitka. It's a tilt. We just had it over here. So the Shin Ches Sif Tezayin. I mentioned to you yesterday that the Chazon Ish has his own unique opinion against all the Pesukim, against the Shulchan Aruch, against the Rambam. He says there's nothing wrong with putting something back berifyon. It's only a Zerah Mehudok, the middle stage, Otu Tokeya. Frek the Megillah Sefer, if that's the case, then why don't we allow you to move it? You'll put it in Berifyon. Why is there an Issa Tiltul? So the Chazon Ish himself asks that Kasha. But I can't, right? I'm a king of Chazon Ish either, right?
Chazon Ish is on Hebrew books,
I think. Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Hebrew books, you don't need the same? It's not the same?
No. Hebrew books is
Hebrew books you can always get?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know, big supper.
I'm sorry again. Oh, okay. That explains it.
Chazon-ish. What do you want? Everyone knows Chazon-ish. Oh, okay. Yochus. We have Or HaChaim, right? The plain Or HaChaim.
The same thing that represents.
Right. This goes by pages also?
Yeah.
Okay. But the Chazon Ish talks about this way. He has a Chiddush Nifla Menorah. But he's a God of the door. He can go against everybody. You know, you and I can't do that. He can. It's page 148. He's actually has page numbers in English here. Of course, you have to add anything. It's start page 1. I think it's it may work. Try 148. Let's try 148. Okay.
On top,
As we go?
Yeah.
This is right. Try this. See if it works. No, you have to add a few pages. Try this. Okay, so 148, they, what do they call it? 151. The difference of 3. Okay, so who's going to remember that? The magic number for the Chazanesh is 3. Every book has its own magic number. Shmuel Shabbat, that was 90. This is 3. Okay, if you remember the magic numbers. Okay? So, the Chazanesh is, it's an amazing, his whole Mahalach is amazing. His whole Mahalach is amazing. He quotes the Gemara. Mavua Mekan, watch this, Sitkot Yud. Nun Yud. New York, right? Nun Yud. Mavua Mekan, the Bain, Taka, the Rafu, Ika, and Tsoi. The Hainu Rafu, Ivana Rafu. We saw that Lashon in the Rashbi yesterday, right? Rafu, Ivana Rafu. What's a Loma? Mahuda, in between. Avlova Hosa Gamma. The Kol Shalot Taka, who Batla Rafu. How did the Tana the Mystic? The Rashbag Bereisha, the Rashbag Matir. And then it should have said, Im Toka Chayav Chatas. The Tana Kamari, Bain below Toka. Bain Mahuduk, Bain Rafu. The Rashbag is Matir Rafui, not Mahuduk. Fine. He's answered a bunch of kashas. But this, we understand, Kufchav Beis and Magzirin Gzeir Hashem Yitka, and Beis Yud Alfred Beis, he threw his sofa Mishim Tchilasa. The Teva Shabbat the Loyach the Hocha Maskinet to Rashbag, look as we're in Shem Yitka, El Hocha Berafui, Vahasa Bimahuda, and as he says Pshat Natur, the Gimel Chalukas, Rafui Mutal Chatchila, Toka Chayav Chatas, Lohka Osev Ein Bochi. This is the Chazanish's own way to answer the Stiris HaSugis. But you know what? It's not just him. He's Mechavin to a Rash from a Furush. The foolish Rashba. I'm going to show you the Rashba. I won't lose this, right?
No.
Rashba. Rashba. Watch this. He's Mechavan on his own. I don't know if he had it printed in his day. Rashba, basically. He had it, didn't have it. The Rashba is asked that same question. How do you resolve this for the Tree Sechonius? He asked the exact question. And that's where the source rough ran it rough, but he starts to quote from here. I'll show it to you. Where is it? Shemel, I've been seeing, look at his line. Here it is. Lo hit the Rashbag al berifyin mamish, or berifuyin ve'ena refuyin. There's a called Sargo, potter avaloser. That's the answer to Kasha. Trisi chanuyas, what's the problem? The answer is, it's not rough with the mamish. This the Kasha, the Chazanish asked, the terror that he gave, is blows black and white in the Rashbag and Beitzah. He's voted it on his own. Chokam out of Minovi. Okay? So this answers the kasha of Trisa Chanuyas, why it's also. And it also answers the kasha Kufchav Beis and Beis. Lo Yachsi, why not? The answer is, it's the in-between stage. Back to Chazanish. Back to... What's this?
Last one.
Yeah. Okay, so he answers the kasha, beautiful Teretz. Look what he says. Ki se galin kuf lam and chesam and amud aleph lepirish Rashi. What does that mean? He's talking about a Gemara on kuf lam and ches. Take a look over our both sides. I think we should look at kuf lam and ches amud beis. Amud beis. He's basically asking the kasha of the Megillah Sefer. Kuflam Chesed and Beis is an Issa Tiltul. What happens over here? Kuflam of Ches. Kira Shanishmita Achas Mirech was the end of the narrow lines. Mutla Tatla. Shtaim Osir. Rabba Fila Achad Nami Osir. Zereshemi Yitka. Why is it Osir Tatil? Put it in roughly. Who has this Kash Chazanish? These cases, Rabbi Osai, is referring to a situation of Mehudak. Hold on a second, please. 1 minute. Here, Kuflam and Ches. What's the Gemara? Yesh Nayin! Hello, Kaimon, the Rafi Mutter. Who's Kaimon? He! Chazanish goes against every Rishon in the command in the world. He says, Rafi is Mutter. Why in the world is there an Easter of Tiltul over here? If you can't even move, why not? Put it back on Rafi. Efsher, the Tiltul, Lahakzir, Hayerech, Rafi, Mutter. Only the God of Ador can say this. Our Gemara says that Tiltul is Asa, and the Chazanish passes Tiltul is Mutter. If you're the God of Ador, you can explain. Tiltul is Mutter, you can put it back roughly. But the Poshup Shah in the Gemara is not that way. Not that way at all. That's what the Megillah Sefer asks the question. It's impossible. It's a very Shverevot. Shverevot. Very Shverevot. But that's what he says. That's what he says. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, that although the Chazanish seems to be a Das Yochid over here, and being Matir roughly, I'll explain to you where he gets it from. I'll give you a little more background over here. Watch this over here. Watch. Watch what's happening. Watch this. Uwe Beis Yosef, watch, it's important to show you. Uwe Beis Yosef, Kosav, Mashem B'divri Atur, Ein Mutter Rafui, Elebein Darko Lahadik. That's what we know. Right? Vizet Tamua. Tamua? The whole world holds this way. The Chazanish was like Avram Ivri. Hu Be'eber Echad, Bekol Olam Kul Be'eber Ach. He wasn't afraid to argue with everybody. He says, Beis Yosef, Yosef Karo is Tamua. I think Abba Vajra would like that too much. Because it's Tamua. If you argue against it, then you're Tamua. Tamua. Ma'od. Adraba. Hatur Matir Bekos. Afila Mahudok. Kamen Shein Darko Lahatko Bechozak Shutakua. Aba Ruf Uli Ola Mutter. Chilinosh Naramba Amen Echrea. Shilosh Naram Kolosh Na Gemara. Uma Shikos the Mutlach Zero to Loma Vim Hayu Ritzon Ala Sos the Ruf Uli Mutlach Zero. Yeah. And he says as follows. Hamachaba Shin Yud Gimel Sivav Hishmit Tanai Zeh Darkal Berfuya. Right? That's what Rabbo had added in. Remember we heard the day Achrona. You saw before in the Levush Yitzron. Because the Mechava left out those words. Efshe shechoze bo Maran. Maran backed out. V'ha'mohe b'yo. U'lamashka safti li'el. Ein mokor l'dover zeh. So I saw Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos calls apoplexy about this. Ein mokor l'dover zeh. The Beferish of Tosaf ben Chesem and Av. The Beferish of Ramo. He lists off 10 other Rishon Machon. He called it Ein mokor. Chazanish was knew all this. What he meant was Ein mokor in the Gemara. Because Rabbi Osai, there are two possible teruts into this question, which is the father's only Rishonim. How do you reconcile Mem Zayin and Beis roughly Mutter with two other Gemaras? Beitza Lamed, Beitza Dafyud, Beitza Dafyud, and Shabbos Kufchav Beis. So Tosis over here gave the answer. Mem, look. Mem Chesem and Al. Look at Tosis. We've been here a few times. The last line. What does he say? It should be Regilus the Tkoa. Because that's also Kufchav Beis. You want me to show it to Beferish? Then not only is this a statement, but it's an answer to the question of spiritual sugars. Look for a moment, Rabbi Osai, please, in the Hagos Ashri. Hagos Ashri is from the Baal Tosis. He spells it out. He doesn't leave it to your imagination. There are two Hagos Ashris, Rabbi Osai. The first one we'll see in the fourth parrot, which is the same as Atos, also said. Also not Amem Ches. That's what's called over here, Perek Dalet, Rabbi Osai, Simen Hei, Hagos Ashri, page Lamed Ches in our print. He says, "Levad sheyitna min yizeh shel yavo lofash l'shem yitka." He min yizeh shel yavo lofash l'shem yitka. But he also can ask you in parakol akelim hamzaras pesach shirat hevam mingdo tira shem yitka marich. Okay, this we know. The same as holds meant. Same as holds on daf mem chesam and aleph. How do we know? This answers the question. Look, turn back, please, to Agos Ashri. Please turn back to Agos Ashri. In Perek Gimel, Rav Osai. In Perek Gimel. Watch. Look in Perek Gimel. It's a Simen Chof Gimel. Rashbag Omer, Vayarofi Mutter, Hagos Ashri. Lefi Mash and Beforesh, Beresh, Bametomnim. Tzorach Lomar, Davka, Bedovash, and Darko, Litzkoa Mutter. Im Hayarofu. Ah, he spells it out. The way to reconcile Mem Zayin and the Sukkah Kufka Beis is only this way. As told us in Mem Chesem up in the bottom. Dark or not dark of the Kaf. Says the Holy Chazanish, I have a different terrace to that Kasha. I have the Rajmas terrace. What's the Rajmas terrace? Rafu is Mutter, Rafi Vienna, Rafi is Asur. Once I have the Rajmas terrace, Ein Mokar. That's what he means. He didn't mean no Mokar in Shonim, in Achronim. Ein Mokar in Shas, the Dabazeh. We have a different chiluk, Rav Osai. You can't get two chumras from the same kasha. There's a steer in two gemaras. The Rafu is Mutter Mem Zayin, and two other gemaras. Kufchav Beis here, and Beis Adaf Yud say, it's us. What's the answer? One of two answers. Either here it's Rafu, and there it's Rafu Ben Rafu. Or here it's Ein Dakal Tkoa, and there it's Dakal Tkoa. Since we lack the first answer, no basis for the second answer. That's what he means, Ein Mokar Lezav Hazeh. That doesn't mean there's no Mokar in Rishonim and Ramot. It's in Shas, Babli, because they have another Teretz, which makes it unnecessary to say the Chiddush of the Ragos, Oshri, and the Tosfos. That's what the Chazanish means. Here, now, doesn't mean we pass it like him. Doesn't mean we pass it like him. But at least we shouldn't say Chalil Vachas, he made a mistake. As a matter of fact, there's an incredible Kasha at the Bir Halacha seems to quote this Rashba without commenting. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. Go back here. I want to lose it. Go back here. If it says Mishnah Berurah, will it include Bir Halacha?
No, Bir Halacha, sir.
Is it on this list?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Thank you. Thank you. Tough Kuf Yud Tes. You both say? Tough Kuf Yud Tes. Watch this. Watch this. Uke'en the cause of a Rajba. Benorah Shal Chulius. What about Resursif? Avodas HaKodesh. Now, who was in the Eshiyah last year? We had the Torah Sabayas. It was a Bible, right? But the Torah Sabayas HaOruch, Torah Sabayas HaKotzer. The Rashba wrote a sefer called Avodas HaKodesh in Lichos Yomtov, an Eruvim. Only problem is we lost the Oruch. We only have the Kotzer. You may recall, the tour both didn't even have the Torah Sabayas HaOruch, only the Kotzer. There were a lot of problems last year. Here, none of us have the Oruch, unless you find it in the manuscript somebody in. If you're a big tzaddik, you find it somewhere in a manuscript. I don't know. It's been lost for hundreds and hundreds of years. You don't have the kotzer. Okay? Hoda machmerina, b'sheish lan tzir ben atzad, davkom li'acha chazarosan, yiyu, here's its famous same phrase, refuyin ve'ena refuyin. A refuyin gemurim mutol ha'achzat v'shabes, soni b'yantim, v'shlo yitka. How can he quote this without comment? It's against the Mechaber Ramah, or the Son of the Ramah, in Simen Shin Yud Gimel. So very good kakasha. Here's going on. We already pointed out that the Rajba had his distinction. The Rajba held, you know, the other Teretz, if you will, that the Chazanish likes, and the Teretz that he doesn't like. But how can the Biolach is quoted like this? It's against the Ramah in Shin Yud Gimel. We just saw the Ramah, so he can't do this thing. Darkly as your fuya. Right? That's not the rough event or rough one. You have to darken as your fuya. The kids, it's a problem. This is not my kasha. This is the Megillah Sefer's kasha. Oh. Fine. So now, Rav Osai, We already spoke about the question of the machlokas between who and who, the Marami Rutenberg and the Tur himself. Okay? So let us, if we can, review. Yesterday we had a dispute between the Mishnah Berurah on the one hand, which is defined by the case of Rafui. We didn't like that at all. And the Pshat we liked better, that of the Levush Esrod, that Dei Achrona means the Ramah, who answers Rafui B'darko L'tkoa. Fine, that's how we understood again. So it's what the Torah is going to say is as follows. The Torah is saying, I think that if it's roughly, we have a right to be. Let me say, I don't want to say it wrong. We went through this yesterday. Oh, you know what? I can show you the Dominion Shabbos. Oh. I don't show you the right page. Now, where I was showing to someone today, Beis Medrash. Remember what page it was on? Any remember, recall? I showed it to you? Mm-hmm. Was it the beginning or was it the end?
Mm-hmm.
At the end, right, it's at the end. Was it Shinyan Gimel? Maybe. What's his magic number? Does it say, the guy has to add something? I don't remember these things. Let's try 330. No, it's more, I had to add 40 pages. Let's try this page, see if it works. Let me just open up myself. I wanted to show it to you inside, yes, I couldn't do it. Uh-huh. Yes. The whole discussion. Page 311. Okay, so 311 would be 50 or something. Oh, next page. Here we go. Mishmur is a whole different shot, right? This is what we spoke about in Shia yesterday. Where did Mishmur get his shot from? Because the Taz said, L'chora gaman, this is the words of the Taz. We're both saying, let's read it together. This is a review from yesterday's Shia, but this time it's in the text. L'chora gaman, no do shal b'dil sheish b'am shroif, which is a borek, a screw, osra kapanam l'hotka b'chozek, m'obina shal prokum. Well, the day achrona, hoyal on a lesser afil the hotka berifyan, kevin shederach lahotka. Who is day achrona? The nira. The Mishnah Berurah pirish the mashlech of Taz day achrona. He means the Marami Rutenberg. That's the yeshah and shulchan aruch. According to the Maram, also lahadeg as hashreif berufui, duma the kol shaprokim. That's the case. The Taz learned shat in the Maram. She also lahakas akos afil the berufui. Therefore, what's the machlokas tour in the Maram? In mutas a house, a close for roughly. The Maram, oser, turmatir. Hidden chuleam, which oser, that's Mishnah Berurah. But the Boucher Strad is a much better pshat. They achrona means the hagos or amor. So if a sif who says in Dakal, yes, Buddhic, I forgot the action of roughly oser. The Chora came near with pshitas. It has to be true. And why is it a die achrona? Because the Mechaber himself doesn't say it. We just saw the Chazanish and he backed out. He didn't hold to it. You know, it's true, but shows how right the Moshe Sarad was. He maybe also let the Machaber back down, but wasn't explicit. But he proves that the Moshe Sarad is right. Why? Shiratas mevakeish lahavi smach l'dvar also lahadik shroif. I feel the berifya. In Kener Ramoze shekos of dinzel head. He the Ramo said so. In Dako tchios I feel berufu. Marami Woodberg lo diber mi dinzel klal. So then the Levush Yisrael's pshat is correct, and the Mishnah Berurah's pshat is incorrect. Nimsa, hataz eno mash v'klal estin ha-shroif l'din ha-kos. Not at all. Shed rom nefrodim ema. Shroif v'daka b'hidik b'chozek, as the Taz said, also even b'rifyo. And the kol shel prokim is ein darach v'hakla kokak b'chozek. And therefore the chul hama shori berufui. There's no gzeres shem yitka if you never do a tkiyah. Has the Taz learned pshat in the Maram and the Torah? Not the way the Mishnah Berurah said. No. Im lahach zeres hakos bihiduk kevin she'ein darko b'tkiyah. That's what Alter Rebbe said. And the Chazanish said. Torah says yes, b'chol inyan, doesn't just b'chol, b'chol inyan. And the only inyan, the maximum there is hiduk, the in-between stage. Maram holds hiduk osur, rafi is the chulei amamutter. This is if it never gets to tkiya. Ad kan Rabbo saying it's relevant to what his opinion about shroif. The Sharatzian learned the shita so that shroif is only the rabbana. That's going to his own shita. He compares shroif to kosher prabhi. Both the rabbana. Put levushi shroif pshat for keret. They're different. Comes up the other way around. That shroif is the oraisa, like bita shaprokin. And we think he's correct. I wanted to show this inside, because everything I just showed you we spoke about yesterday in Shir, but you hadn't seen it in the actual text. Now you saw it in the text itself. Fine. Now, there's a little bit of a difference, though. He puts he puts them together as if they're exactly the same thing. The... where are we? Put them together. Oh, Kapir Shach Raz V'Chazanish. Put them together. But it's not exactly the same. Not exactly the same. They're not exactly the same. Why? Why not the same? Because the Chazanish said Rav Osai, listen carefully. Rafui is always mutter. Even if Daka let's go. But of course we don't hold that way. All the other posts say, we just can't went through this before, except for the Rashba, that Rafui is Osir Shema Yitka. Now the problem. Meet the Shel Tarsiyim. Listen carefully. Meet the Shel Tarsiyim. Right? Meet the Shel Tarsiyim. Meet the Shel Tarsiyim. Our Gemara Bosai, Mem Zayinim and Al. That's Mutab Rafui. That's the Gemara says. He Minu the Aris Kirash Bag. Wait a second. It's Mutab Rafui. Rabbos, listen very carefully. If it's muta b'rafui, please listen. If it's muta b'rafui, according to the Chazanish, always muta b'rafui, never a problem. Yet, Rabbi Osai, according to the Sharposkin, the fact that it's muta b'rafui tells you that there's no possibility of tkiya. And Afal Pikein, it's only Mutta Barafui, but also the Mahudak. That's exactly against the Tur. The Tur says Mutta Bacholinian, since there's no possibility of Tchia, it's Mutta Be Mahudak. No Shemayitka. So it can't be. It's a zero sum game. It doesn't work. So therefore, the Chazanish, the Shita So, holds that Rafui is Mutta, even if it's possibility of Tokia. It's good. We don't hold like the Chazanish. What do? You have to go back to the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe. We go back to Chabad Chassidus. Okay, I want to show you one more thing. Just one more thing. You were here before, I want to show it to you again. Bosai, give a look. Simon Shinyan Gimel. Look at the words of the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe. He is really, I must say, he is the pshat of choice. Because the Chazanish's own pshat is going to involve problems that he's only going to solve the Shita So, which we don't accept. Look what he says. Watch. Kol Shel Prokin. Tur is Mekil. Ain't Derech HaKos LaHoko. In other words, you may do what the middle stage. So, this is the Mekilim. This is the Tur. The Yeshomer, the Maram, and Chilik ben Kolz and Sharkalim. Also, the Havs are close. Elam came in Nicho, Rafu, the Gamri. It's all case where there's no possibility of Tkiyah. Yesh the Hakmer Kidiv Rehem. So what is the Alter Rebbe saying? Look, every word is measured in the Alter Rebbe. Watch this. If it's rugged, it's koa, even roughly is us. Previous line. Hutaka shi roughly glola. Taka is mahudak, but the kill bechosek. Ashaksha benicha roughly us. Like the whole world against Chazanish. Okay, you're both with me so far? That's the case of what's called Darko Shoklilios Kach Rafil Olam, as opposed to Darko Lios Mudav Vitakur Bechosek. Then it's also even be Rafil. What happens, Rabosai, if it is something which is not rugged, it's not normal to be Takua, what's the din? That's be the Shotasim. Mudav Rafui, but also the Mahudak, Shema Yitka. Kol Shoprakim, where there's never any tkiya, even hiduk is mutter. This is the shita of the Alter Rebbe Shemesh we prefer. Okay? Again, kol shel prakim, Rebbe Osai, there's no possibility of tkiya. Then the Ramo, the Torah says, also the hadik afilim at, abidah shel prakim, where there's a possibility of tkiya. Otherwise, mahudik, if mahudik is the maximum, and mahudik is as far as it goes, Rebbe Osai, never took care of it, then we pass it like the tour, or it's noted to the tour, it's Bishat Zavkak, Mutar, it's Mutar Barafui, and also the Mahudak, why, this is the Maram Shita, Shema Yitka, the Kol Shoprakim, again, it's Mutar because it's never, you never took care of it. This is the view, it's Chazi one more time. One more time, Chazara. If it's rugged, it's koa, that's the first line. Ain't a rugged like Mita Shotasim, it's Mutta Barofi, Marsman Tangle Base, Rashbag, but also be Mahuda. Why? Shemayitka. Kol Shoprakim, which are never Tokaya, even Hindu would be permissible. Three different levels, Avka. Okay. Rabbi Osai, there's a problem. There's a prop. There's a Gemara, and the Gemara is quoted by the Chazanish, which sounds like it's going to be a major problem. Should we quote this Gemara? Let's try previous for a minute. Maybe it's there. Try it for a minute. He's talking here about winding a watch. A major fight, if you probably know. Winding a watch is a big fight. Let's see what it says over here. Eirimid af kuf gimel amin aleph. Te mishal shel milamata v'koruch l'milamala yesh v'chiyav chatas. What's the case of Eirimid af kuf gimel amin aleph? We saw it. Korech nima b'kinor. You only play a flute. You play a harp. You take a string and you tie the string around the harp. Tie it around. He said the rice. He says the Raisa. Kaya. Question is why? You're just wrapping it around. Korech. Wrap it around. In the Hasa, Bekricha Choshev Boneh. Why? Shem Shemenicha Oliolam. Fiaf Imakricha Chashiva Kerofoi. Mikoma Konkeva de Mavatale Vichachtera Chasayoso. Choshev Maka Vipadisho Boneh. Rabbi Osai, if you do it in a manner which is roughly, but it's there indefinitely, it's considered an Issa D'Oraisa. An Issa D'Oraisa? Issa D'Oraisa, Rabbi Osai. Very serious problem. Based on this, he has a kasha in Minchas Yitzchak, who's matir, anyone here in Hatzalah something, or in some medical, or semi-medical, or quasi-medical? Okay, you have to give someone an injection. So you have to give them a shot. But remember when I was a kid getting those huge shots, everything, it would take a needle and take a syringe, right? Screw it in and go. They still do that?
Yeah.
May you run Shabbos. May you, you know, screw that needle into the syringe to be able to get the medicine going to the body. Yes or no? The Chassidim says, he said, the Rabbanon, Muta Fechola She'en Lo Sakon. Said, why is it the Rabbanon? It's the rice. They say it's roughly. Who cares it's roughly? But it's indefinite. Like Eirvin, that's called Gimel. You tie the string and the harp, you want to be there until the Mashiach comes. We can break every once in a while.
Why is it roughly?
The string?
No, the.
He assumes it's rough. You know, just turn a few times. He can say that to be rough. That's his kash. His kash, we'll see soon. Now we come to what's going to become the main issue at hand, which is, this is a Chazon Ish which is heard around the world. Psichas Chashma, this is the most famous paragraph of all in this whole little Shabbos. The famous Chazon Ish, he asks any electric circuit, even not just for light, which is madra, for a fan or anything. Shemachnis and Azerim Bachutin, Choshev Liolim Ketoka. Af im Timtzaloma. How do you read this line? Af im Timtzaloma. Tekona Shel Sayodin, Af Petoka, Ein Olam Edrabon. What do you mean, Af im Timtzaloma? So before Shul Gemara, we have on that Mem Zayin and Manal, if you haven't forgotten from yesterday, Shir. Before Shul Gemara, Mem Zayin and Manal. Mazakona Shel Sayodin, Lo Yach, Zim Hav Zipot Avalosim. What do you mean, Af im Timtzaloma? The thing that he means is, you might have said that Kona Shel Sayodin is not Toka. You might have said. Even if you're going to say that, and if it would be Toka, even if Toka is, but you won't say that. Even if it's Toka, it's only the Rabbanon. Hanadakta Baharukova Shel Beis Kshomim, this Chazanish speaks in poetry. Shevshar Lechashman Kishnayim Mishtafim Bepula Achas. In atkia machro oson the geshem echod kolshe piruka nochos the tuach le shel hanamach. Not, you know, you're talking about plastering on a low level. Avol tikun sura la hageshem v'nase ez shimush v'arechosh v'bon. It's poetry. Afem ha-shimush ul shos miyuchodos v'chakach posko. No! That psikul mikano lahabo vatsura rishona ena bas pirud menageshe. The koshken in gamba konesh asayona chayev shetoka, tocha chayev. Afal pisha poskol yachasho, vakwe shadloku binyana kibu yusosem. Ay, rabosai, what do you do with the fact that it's only temporary? It's made to be closed with this kol lefetoach. No, what he says now. Hainadakta v'kisu she'en stimas ha'kli binyin el ha'shimush. The klisos on the olam and ha'kli. If you can't open it, it's garnished. V'kol inyin ha'kli hu li'os pesuach l'shamish bo. V'l'chasoso shalom v'sha'shimush. V'l'kof ein ha'kisui v'akli k'chad el ha'shnei k'shamim mishtatim v'shimush. Aval ha'kova ha'drush el ha'shimush v'kona sayodin v'midish ha'tasim v'zera ma'chashmal av'tikim l'shah Choshev Bone. What did he say over here? What did he say? What he's saying over here is as follows. He's saying that the Chazon Ish is a big machmer, and it's only being made, which you'll see tomorrow, Barichus, in the case of something which is temporary, because it's impossible to use the item if it's always connected. You have to disconnect it. Otherwise, it's a joke. You have a pot with a cover. You can never disconnect the cover. See, the pot's useless. Baby bottle, you can't uncover. It's useless. When it comes to electricity, what he's saying over here, he didn't spell out so well. We'll see later in his letter to Rav Shlomo Zalman, hopefully tomorrow. Really, it should be there forever. The only reason you ever turn it off is to save electric bills. Same when you call Edison. Good question. Good question. Excellent question.
With the air conditioning
on. We'll talk about that. He says, it's all side cheshbonis. Says the Chazon Ish. comes along the Ad Kan Dvar. I mean, you can't show the whole detail, certainly, but the Megillah Sefer asks the Kasha, it's against the Alter Rebbe. Why? Because the Alter Rebbe said, where is it? I lost it. Here? Oh, I have it, thank God. Here? He says, the Alter Rebbe said, Ein also the Kiyam Klal, like the Pulse of the Sogman Tadir, Gam B'Shabbos Atzma, but also Bini Narov, Stirasa El Chain, who Ein also Manasa Sosa B'Shabbos Atzma. He never says a word about the necessity that you take it apart because you can't use it otherwise. He says, Stamets Mutter. He never mentions anything about the need that it has to be for Etzem HaShimush. Ad Kan Megillah Sefer. The Nia's diet is not true. He quotes the whole thing except the last four words. Kimoshi is Bob is Simon Shinyadalin. He left that out in the quotation. And there Shinyadal is Kisu Kalim. And Kisu Kalim is exactly, you cannot use it at all without covering and uncovering. So therefore, I don't think what he's saying is necessarily correct at all. The Megillah Sefer, the Alter Rebbe, is a raya against Chazon Ish. One proof, I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to give me a minute, and we'll stop. Open your Mishnah Berurah, Shin Yud Zayin, Tez Zayin. We'll end with this, till tomorrow. Shin Yud Zayin, Tez Zayin. Last thing for today. Says the Mishnah Berurah something amazing, which I'm sure you may have happened to you in your day. Shin Yud Zayin, Tez Zayin. Nishvatu, Ritzuos Min of the Sandal. Shoelaces fell out, the whole discussion. So too, Rabbi Osai, the Takin Mona. So too, Mifnosayim Chadoshim. Aval Avne, a belt. Shari Lachniso, I feel Mifnosayim Chadoshim to do pants. Flobavatale Hosa. Who also the Hakmas of the Hoti Tadir. The belt is to put in, the belt is to take out. Rabbi Osai, if you take out the belt, you can't leave the belt there. What, the pants can't be used if the belt's there forever? Why not? I'll give you. I'll buy a belt for every suit. Oh, fancy. I have a tie for every suit. And I have a belt for every suit. He says, the case of the belt, not like the Chazon Ish case of the pot cover, which is it's ridiculous. You can't use a pot which is always covered around the cover. Here, why not? He used a belt, which always has a buckle in it, a pant, always has a belt in it. A Rebruah Shemish Nebruah against Chazon Ish. That's his cash. Everyone got it? See, it's not Matakei Mona, even in a case where it's not impossible to use the item that way forever. That's his cash. So either tomorrow, I will show a rebuttal of this cash. I will go a little further, and he's important to done. I'm going to talk about the parish a little bit as well. You mentioned the parsha today, right? Tomorrow's another day.